Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. In this lesson, we're going to reflect on control and touch on when to pursue control directly and how to sometimes achieve control by letting go. What I've observed in my 50 plus years on this planet is that those that seek the most control, in fact, end up with the least. Let's take an extreme example, OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder. This is a very complex topic, but at its root, it is a control mechanism that in many cases was caused by some trauma in the individual's youth. The subconscious desperately seeks to gain control, and this is exhibited as unusual, often repetitive habits that don't make much sense to others. In the end, people with OCD don't actually have control at all. They are a slave to their mania until they can get some help. We have probably all heard of couples that couldn't conceive and finally just gave up, and just when they did so, got pregnant. And we all have definitely experienced the super bossy person that dominates the conversations and decisions. At the extreme, they are called bullies. As the expression goes, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. No one wants to be around people that are acidic. The individual thinks they have control. They may even consider themselves a leader. But people around them avoid them as much as possible. They end up isolated, lonely, and miserable. They may sometimes win the battle, but rarely the war. The control trap that is the most subtle and possibly the most silently destructive is seeking to control unimportant things. It distracts from the bigger picture and the things that can actually improve their life. Jim Rohn once said, "Learn how to separate the majors and the minors." A lot of people don't do well simply because they major in minor things. Control, or getting what you want, requires three things. Number one, a demonstrated and keen understanding of other people's perspectives, and ideally at least some empathy. Otherwise, it will just come across as inauthentic and backfire. Learn to listen. As Stephen Covey beautifully put it, first seek to understand, then to be understood. Number two, avoid getting distracted and being pulled down the rabbit hole when it comes to minor things. Don't major in minor things. And number three, know when to just let go. And please understand that by letting go doesn't mean that you give up. It means that you finally realize that you can't control a specific situation and that the best thing you can do is tell the universe you really want this thing and then move on. The universe is listening. And if you don't believe that, at least believe that your subconscious is listening and will continue working on this problem for you in the background. So move on. Doesn't it feel good that you can still get what you want without having to control everything? So with that great feeling, let's shift into the observation phase and we'll learn to let go and place the things we can control on leaves that are floating down the river. Imagine that you are walking in a forest. It is autumn and the leaves are orange and brown. Breathe in the crisp fall air. It is starting to rain gently. You can hear the rain. Continue walking down the path. You now hear a river in the distance, and you are attracted by the sound, so you walk towards it. You come to a clearing in the forest and see a beautiful waterfall and rapids below it. You take a seat on a big rock at the edge of the river. The wind picks up and some of the leaves fall from the trees into the water and float down the river. Fix your gaze on a leaf and place one of your worries on it. Watch it float down the river and out of sight. Continue sitting and placing your worries and frustrations on the leaves and watch them float down the river. I'll leave you to it for a few minutes.
Now you look across the river and see your dream house there. Fix your gaze on it, the big windows, your favorite exterior finish, the deck overlooking the water, smoke billowing gently out of the chimney, the warm lights through the windows. You are home. Just stare at the house, the river, and trees, and remind yourself how fortunate you are. Just sit there, breathe slowly, and absorb the experience. Whenever you feel stressed or worried, close your eyes and imagine yourself sitting on the edge of this river and placing your worries on the leaves and letting them float out of sight.
Congratulations. I hope you were able to get some of the things you can't control on a leaf and out of view. I hope you were able to get some of the things you can't control on a leaf and out of view to take on a big change. I would like to share one more thought with you. Often we wish for something that we can't quite achieve just yet. Let's take losing weight as an example. We change our diet, we work out, and get on the scale, and nothing. Losing weight is a complex process. Diet, exercise, hydration, metabolism, cardio versus high-intensity interval training, gut microbiome. Everyone is so different that what one must do to succeed is very personal. In such cases, you have to tell yourself that you can't directly control the end goal, but you can control the things that often lead to it. So you have to set goals along the way and choose things that are 100% in your control and get side benefits from succeeding at those aspects. For example, you can decide to try intermittent fasting, which is very healthy and has been shown to extend life. You can set up a high-intensity training regimen, which will make you stronger even if you don't lose weight. You win no matter what, especially if you enjoy the process and measure and reward the wins. When you think about it, making money is very similar. Launch minimal viable products to test the market and learn to market and create content. Even if their product or service doesn't take off, you have still learned a lot. Control what you can, let go of the rest. It's now time to set an intention. Think about something that is holding you back that you can't control directly, despite trying for a long time. Can you just let go of that control? Or can you at least define interim steps that you can control? I'll leave you to it for 20 seconds or so, and then feel free to continue thinking about that today. Begin by separating things you can control from those you can't, and don't major in minor things. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.